Hey, sweetheart. You know what? Reading your email, I could not see the question. You have the answer right there. The first half of the problem is you disapproving of who you are and your lifestyle. You don't like who you are. You don't like your friend. You don't like her attitude. You don't like her lack of morals. You don't like her lack of ethics. And you don't like that you are like her. So this is pure disapproval. You're saying you cannot trust her and you cannot trust yourself because you're just like her. So if that is bothering you, then you need to do something about it. You need to change it. And this is exactly what you said here. Now, how do you change that? First of all, you have to pinpoint all the things that you do not like about yourself. Forget about her now. All the things that you do not like about yourself. All the things that you do not like about your life. All the areas where you can see could be improved. And after you list all of those things, you begin working on a plan on how to make your life better. What will you change and how will you change it? As for your friend, if you are totally convinced that she is bad for you, then you need to let go of her. But then you're saying that you love her. Now, do I sense a self-destructive streak? Are you enjoying destroying your life? If you're happy and you're satisfied, then fine. Who am I to judge you? But if you're not happy, you need to do something about it. That's the first half. The second half is even worse than the first half. Morals or no morals, ethics or no ethics, an ex is not fair game. This is a code between female friends. Us girls, we all know that when a girl is in love with a guy and then they break up together, that guy is not fair game. I cannot go and date a guy that my friend was dating and was in love with him. I'm not saying that they just fooled around or they just flirted or there was initial interest. No, I'm saying in love with him. Because just being with her, with him, will hurt her, will make her jealous, and nothing good will come out of it. And you just said that you love your friend. Then you tell me that he's not a gentleman, he's a liar, and he's bad. And your friend is hurt. Now, I don't know why you are still with him. What are you doing with him? Now, reading all of your email, I feel that there's something about you that is self-destructive. Why do you hate yourself? Why do you want to ruin your life? Now, you chose the wrong lifestyle, according to what you said. You chose the wrong friend that everybody disapproves of. And then you chose the wrong boyfriend. And then with this boyfriend who is totally wrong for you, you're hurting the friend that you love. Now, to me, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I want you to sit with yourself and decide what do you want to do with your life. And why is it you're holding on to this guy? Is it the female competitiveness? Do you want to prove to her that you're better than she is and you got the guy? If that's the case, then you cannot say that she's your friend. And you cannot say that you love her. Because you're hurting her intentionally. I don't see how you can love the guy because you wrote that he's not a gentleman, that he's a liar, and that you just don't like him. So you have to, like, think your life again. I see that you're wasting your life. You're destroying your life. Friendship is very important. Love is very important. And inner peace is very important. And you're wasting the three of them.